Welcome to Moneyline. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me here this week. This is a holiday week, so we do something a little bit different. Normally, we have three hot topics we talk about, and we wrap it up and have a VIP section. Don't worry, VIP members. We still have a section coming out for you just for VIP members only. But we're also going to take a look at six of the fastest growing trends out there, six of my favorite investment trends. I'm going to share some stocks with you. All this coming up right now on Moneyline.
The buck starts here. Moneyline with Matt McCall.
All right, welcome to Moneyline again. This is Matt McCall. Thanks for joining me this week. As I say every week, and every week is going to be a big show, it is a big show ahead. And as I mentioned, something a little bit different. So instead of taking three topics that are kind of timely in the market right now, not always, but typically it kind of goes with something that's going on in the market, I'm going to talk about three exponential growth ideas, what I like to call hypergrowth. Hypergrowth investing is looking for trends and stocks within that trend that are going to offer some of the largest growth potential of any sector, of any stock globally, not just here in the U.S., but abroad as well. So what I want to do is I want to look into a couple of these. I picked six that I really liked, I'm excited about. And when I talk about being excited about them going into next year, into 2020, this means much bigger than just going into 2020. For me, these trends are long-term investment trends. I believe 2020 could be a great year for all the ones I'm about to discuss, including the stocks I'm going to throw out at you. But at the same time, I'm taking a much bigger time frame with this, where for hypergrowth investing to make you the 10x, the 20x, even sometimes well over 100x, as we've seen in some of the biggest gains in the 80s, 90s, even most recently with Amazon, Netflix, Google, all the big name companies have made enormous gains. It takes time. This doesn't happen in 1 year, 2 years. It takes time. It takes 5, 10, 15 years. But all you need is one or two of these major hypergrowth stocks to become a 20x, 50x, 100x or more, and that will set your financial future up forever. And, you know, a lot of people, I just want to touch on something real quick before I get into the actual exciting stuff, the actual trends and stocks I'm looking at. A lot of people think you're doing this because you want money. Sure. I mean, that's stocks go up, you make money. That's ultimately what we want. But I think the bigger picture here is, and what we all need to realize is, money means different things to different people. Really, every single person. It's almost like a snowflake money to every different person because everybody's a different situation. But the way we need to look at this is not about money, not about greed, not about becoming a billionaire. It's about reaching what we consider financial freedom. Financial freedom for you is going to be different than me, different than our producer Dave, different than anybody else here. It's going to mean something different. But whatever that is to you, with this hypergrowth investing, with what we do on a daily basis through my investment opportunities newsletter, my early stage investor newsletter, my Cannabis Cash Weekly newsletter, our free money line, the podcast, everything we're doing, we're trying to educate you and help you find the best investments for you to reach whatever that financial freedom may be for you. It may be paying off your kids' college. It may be taking more vacations. It may be buying a second home. It may be paying off the credit cards. Whatever it might be. We all have that goal in the back of our mind. And think about that every time that we talk about investing, because it's not just about money. It's about reaching that level that you wake up and you smile on, and whatever that burden is that that goal that you're trying to achieve has been achieved, or that burden's been washed away. Because once you reach that financial freedom, don't get me wrong, we're human beings. We have a part of fear and greed that always go back and forth. Once you reach that, we'll probably have another goal, and that's okay. Enjoy life, be in the moment, but it's okay to have another goal. But once you reach that financial freedom, that feeling, whatever that is that's over you, and you get rid of that, it's a great feeling, folks, I'm telling you. But again, I keep creating more and more for myself. But let's get into the fun stuff. So number one trend here for the next 1 year to 10 years is big data. Just think about data in general. 15 years ago, 20 years ago, I remember, when I was in college, 25 years ago, I was a freshman in college. I was playing football at a school in Pennsylvania my freshman year. One of the guys on the team, one of my good friends at the time, his father owned a company. He was very wealthy. But back then, this was in 1995, it was a data company. But that version of data company back then was literally storing papers and papers and papers. for medical companies specifically. So if they needed a file, they go to his warehouse, pull it, and they could go take it to him. I mean, it's amazing. Now, those warehouses, those files, the amount of data we have is thousands, if not millions, times more than that, because we've created so much data in the last 20 years. But it's all digital now. It all lives in the cloud and somewhere digital. Lives on files. You know, now we can have in a little zip drive more information that we could have had in, you know, back in the day. And we need an entire warehouse full of computers. Now it's on a little zip drive and it costs us $5. So big data is something that's already been really booming for a while and will continue to boom. But think about this. We're close to creating 42 zettabytes of data. And I had to look this up because I wasn't quite sure what the hell a zettabyte was either. It's 42 bits of data followed by 21 zeros. I mean, just think about how long that number is and how ridiculous that is. Every time I read these stats, it's more and more. It's like we've created more data in the last couple of years than we created in the entire history of Earth prior to that. It's insane. Absolutely insane. But what they're saying is the biggest database is really yet to come. And that is going to be when we sequence our genome, the amount of data that we get from our DNA, that will be the biggest driver of big data going forward. Studies say that DNA info on a single gram of DNA could hold enough data that we would need old school 1 million compact discs, 1 million CDs. Remember putting stuff on CDs back in the day and say you shared information? 1 million of them for 1 single gram of DNA. That's amazing. The amount of data. Another good example. You know, UPS has about 55,000 U.S. routes, about 16 million packages a day. This is as of like 2 years ago. 120 stops per driver per day. So they used an algorithm to cut this down by just looking at, okay, taking all this data. In the past, taking all that data, imagine the papers people would have to go through. We didn't have the computational power to do it. We do now. Going through all this information, it's cutting 85 million miles of driving per year and $300 million per year. That's just one company. Think about what data does. So there's two ways I look at this. I look at companies that have to store this data. And then also I look for companies that help other companies analyze this data. One area, I'm going to go back to that DNA real quick. Genetic testing to me is one of the greatest investment opportunities we have within healthcare. It's going to change what we do. And we're just on the precipice of taking off that real big exponential growth, in my opinion. Within there is an opportunity because we're going to have all this data, all these genomes sequenced. But who's going to go through this data? The company that comes up with the algorithms and the power to analyze our genetic makeup, to create treatments, new drugs, to have precision medicine, to fix any bad DNA we have, to get rid of diseases, eradicate them, is going to be a multi-hundred billion dollar company and most likely a $1 trillion company before we know it. I haven't found that perfect company yet, but I research every week. I have my team on it. And when we do, we're going to share it with our subscribers. And also, you know, if you want to know more about our services, you can always go to McCallMoneyWire.com. There's everything there. We have a bunch of free stuff and, of course, all of our newsletters if you want to sign up. But that's the kind of stuff we're coming up with. That's the kind of stuff that excites me. Big data, DNA. See how I got healthcare in there? So let's stick with healthcare while we're here. The big things I see here, precision healthcare, as I just talked about, being able to have treatments based on your genetic makeup, and AI. When I was in Portugal a couple of weeks ago at the Web Summit, the world's largest tech conference, it was amazing how much presence there was for what they called medtech, medical technology. There's a lot of different names going right now, but medtech's kind of cool. And it's all about using AI, artificial intelligence, to come up with drugs, to treat diseases, to really kind of be preventative as well. Robotics is another big thing in healthcare. We talked about genetic testing already. And you look at, you know, within genetic testing, we have some of our companies that we have in a portfolio have been booming. I mean, unbelievably how well they've done in our early stage investor portfolio. I think one's doubled, might be two. I think two of them actually have doubled. Yeah, actually, at least two have doubled of the four that we have in there. And that's just in the last year, folks. So this sector is booming, and they're still very, very small stocks. But we also have, you know, some of the CRISPR that's been coming out recently. That's the gene editing biotech companies. You know, just in the last 2 months since the bottom, the big three up 36%, 54%, 75%. The biggest one, CRISPR, just was another double for us in our 10X portfolio, hit a new all-time high, up 75% in the last couple months. I mean, this is, again, but they're small. They range from less than $1 billion to over to around $2 billion. They're tiny. If this stuff takes off and this eventually gets approved by the FDA, these are $50, $100 companies. That's how you get 100X, 50X. It's doable. I mean, it's well above average risk, don't get me wrong. But we spread our bets throughout a bunch of different companies trying to get this in the next 5 to 10 years. So healthcare is another one that I'm looking at. And keep in mind, when I'm looking for these types of themes, we're looking for companies that have big that big moats that kind of keeps other people around, but more importantly, that are hunting elephants and not mice. You know, if you're hunting elephants, you're looking at big potential. You know, a big term they're using these days is TAM, not TMI, which means too much information. TAM is total addressable market, meaning how big is the market I'm selling to? So if I open a shop that sells vegan milkshakes, how many people want to get a vegan milkshake? My total addressable market is not that big. If I open a shop that sells pizza, hamburgers, and milkshakes, my total addressable market is pretty damn big because most people like either pizza, hamburger, or milkshakes. So your addressable market is much better. I'd rather invest in the pizza, hamburger, milkshakes than invest in the vegan milkshake company. Don't get me wrong. I eat vegan a lot, and I eat the vegan milkshake, but I want a burger and a piece of pizza from time to time. So you look at a bigger addressable market. The big addressable market we have with some of these stocks in healthcare makes sense because the healthcare industry is a several trillion dollar industry that is about to get upended. I mean, it is going to get run over. Healthcare, obviously, we've made a lot of advances in the last 15, 20 years, 30 years. But I believe what we see in the next 10 years, it's not even going to be comparable to what we've seen in the last couple of decades. So healthcare, we need to be invested in. That's a huge thing. That's number two. Number three, another really industry that hasn't been shaken up in a long, long time. Do you realize like 60, 70 years ago, you drove up your vehicle, four wheels, up to fill up your gas, filled up the same way, put the gas in there, filled it up, full tank, drive off. Well, today you do the same thing, but you do it yourself. Back then, at least you had a gas station attendant do it. Well, not anymore. You got to do it yourself. So we still kind of power our vehicles the same damn way that we have for decades. Over a half century ago, we were doing the same thing. This is what can be a potentially $7 to $10 trillion megatrend. Moving from combustible engine gas-powered vehicles to electric vehicles, and then one step further, autonomous vehicles. Ride-sharing, autonomous driving services. This is all the future. You can laugh at me and say it's not happening in my lifetime or you know, not yours, my. It's definitely happening in my lifetime. And then somebody else says, no matter what, how old you are. But it's happening. If you're going to live the next 10 years, you're going to see it. So I hope you all get to live and see it because it's going to be absolutely fascinating. But, you know, there's one way that we have to look at this, and they call it, it's called Dater's Law. And in Dater's Law, I'm going to butcher this because I don't have it in front of me right here. But it basically says, I'm going to paraphrase it. If your view in the future is not crazy, it's wrong. Because looking back, if we go back 10 years ago, 10 and a half years ago now, and if somebody told me we're all going to have a smartphone and it's going to be basically attached to our hip all times, what the hell do I need that for? But it's true. But just think about where we were 10 years ago, where we are now. Things are changing so dramatically. We're living in an exponential growth time where there's this confluence of so many factors coming together right now with a booming economy, that technology is just unbelievable. The future, I can't even envision some of it. And I'm not even going to get into how I see it in 10 years because you're going to think I'm crazy, but that's good. Because the people who make money and get into these early stage investments have to think outside the box. If we all sat down, 20 of us, and had a dinner and some drinks and some wine, guaranteed, maybe one of you agree with me. Probably by the end, you'll half will agree with me because I'll convince you. But sitting down, you'll be like, you're crazy. But and I may be way off base, but the person who sits down and thinks that way is typically the person who ends up doing very well in the stock market and very well in investing. So future of transportation, it's going to be all about self-driving cars. It's going to be all about electric vehicles. So to me, there's a couple investment plays. Solid state batteries. We all know about that, especially our VIP members or any of our members at investment opportunities. I'm looking at the portfolio now. 6 stocks in our solid state battery portfolio. Every stock is up, I'm happy to say. The one was a double, a very small one. We have a couple up 50%, 28%, 33%. I mean, we have some nice winners in there. And this is a play in solid state batteries. I will say, other than one stock out of those six, I bet majority of people, when I say majority, over 90%, never heard of any stocks in there. And that's our play in solid state battery, which is the future of battery, which is the future of really power for me. So that's one way to be playing this. And then how about just the vehicles? Sensors everywhere. Buy the sensors that are on the vehicles. Buy the chips that make that up. One stock that everybody knows I love, so I'll share it. It's in our portfolios, is NVIDIA, NVDA, one of the most powerful, largest semiconductor companies out there, GPU maker, sorry. To me, NVIDIA is a solid, solid play. We are lucky enough to be able to use a pullback in the market, when a pullback earlier this year in March to get into it, up about 50% since March in the stock. But again, looking at our Transportation 2.0 portfolio, 6 stocks, all but one are up. And the one that's down is probably my favorite one. I'd be buying that right now, if anything. So of the 12 stocks that are in transportation, solid state battery, 11 and 12 are up. So great opportunities here and a lot more upside in all of them, in my opinion. And keep in mind, this is as we're going through this trade issue with China, where a lot of auto-related stocks have gotten really beaten up. These stocks are actually holding up well, which is really great and bodes very well for the next couple of years, in my opinion. So big, big, big opportunity there. So, all right, we talked about data. We talked about transportation. We talked about healthcare. So the next three are going to be all over the place, not related at all, but let's start with one. Blockchain, and when I talk about blockchain, everybody thinks Bitcoin right away. I do like Bitcoin, and it's gotten crushed in the last couple of days. The first time it's had an 8-day pullback since 2014, I believe. So it's gotten absolutely crushed. I think it's a great opportunity. I own Bitcoin here. I own a couple of little altcoins as well. But I own Bitcoin, just so you know, for full disclosure. Not that what I say is going to move the price at all, but just so you know, I do own some. To me, it's a bigger picture here. We all know blockchain is already here and it's going to continue. I mean, everything's going to be run as blockchain. You know, it's this online ledger that verifies transactions. It eliminates, to me, the biggest thing of what it does, it eliminates the middleman. The guy in the middle, and I'm in a process of buying a new property, and I will say this. The amount of money that I'm paying because it's a new property, it's a brand new condo, this Maryland tax, this Baltimore County tax, this Baltimore City tax, they're creating this thing. It is insane. It is absolutely insane for what? I love the fact that they're going to try to charge me for title insurance a couple thousand dollars. There's no title. What are we doing? In the old days, you have to pay to find a title and make sure nobody else owned that land around there, so they don't come to you after you buy it and say, hey, actually, I own this little piece of property. You have to knock that down. We live in such an antiquated world right now. This isn't 1850. Title insurance gone. Real estate agents. I know there's a lot listening out there. My brother-in-law has been in real estate for his entire life. His family owns a big real estate firm. Actually, they sold to Warren Buffett, but they owned it. It's going away. I think realtors are the biggest waste of time. Why am I paying somebody 3% on each end if I'm selling something? I could sell it myself. I don't need you. I could stage it myself. I could run the vacuum. I could make it look nice. I could take pictures. Gone. Blockchain is getting rid of all of this. Payment processing. I own a small business. 3% every time they swipe it, I have to pay. 3% of my revenue every year is taken away. That's going to go down to decimals, to basis points. Because of blockchain, all this stuff, it's going to be amazing how it changes our lives. And this is started, it's going to go. And the big thing, our CEO, Brian Hunt, has been on before, he's bigger on this than anybody I know. It's called tokenization. So we're going to be able to buy into any asset we want. We may be able to buy a piece of a Monet, an actual Monet. We own a piece of that. It's going to be tokenized. All the way to human beings, be able to buy earnings of an athlete, tokenized. Everything's going to be tokenized. We're going to go from 20 asset classes to literally thousands of asset classes. The future is so exciting. We'll be investing in so many things. So many things only the wealthy could get into, the average person get into, all based on blockchain. Okay, so that's 1, 2, 3, 4. I got two more for you. Cannabis, you all know I'm extremely bullish on cannabis, as you all know. And to me, we have a great opportunity. We had a very big run in cannabis stocks last week. From the bottom on Tuesday to the high on Thursday, we rallied 16% in MJ, which is a cannabis ETF. So it's a basket stock, 16% in a matter of three trading days. Because a committee in Congress voted and moved along to legalize marijuana, get rid of prohibition. It's going to go to the House floor. Most likely will be passed pretty easily because the Democrats have it. Then it's going to go to the Senate, and you know they may even bring up the vote. Who the hell knows? But what it's showing is we're getting closer and closer to legalization, and it's going to happen. It's inevitable. So the fact that that's happening, we're starting to see stocks pick up a little bit. It's going to happen. To me, the U.S. stocks are the biggest opportunity. They trade on average about one-tenth the value of Canadian stocks, and they should be trading, if anything, more than the Canadian stocks. So it is this divergence we're going to have here. Does that mean Canadian stocks get crushed and come all the way down? No, they've already been crushed. They could pull back a little more, but the where the real opportunity is the U.S. stocks have to come up to match them. Equal at worst, but likely two or three times better valuation than the Canadian stocks. Once all said and done, once legalization's done, regulation's done, banking, they can all list on major exchanges. Huge, huge, huge opportunity. And then last but not least, IoT, Internet of Things. You know, by 2030, there's going to be over a trillion connected devices. It's all about wearables. You know, Google bought Fitbit. It's all about wearables. Everything. I can't wait to have all the wearables that track all my health and get sent right to a doctor. Maybe not even a doctor. Maybe a medical AI machine that runs through to make sure everything's okay. If everything's not okay, they give you a little buzz. Okay, go see a doctor. It's going to change our lives. We already have amazing wearables out there, but this is like generation 1.0. We got so many more generations coming. Apple's going to be a big player. Google's going to be a big player. There's going to be so many big players out there. And then, you know, with this whole IoT, I like to throw in maybe artificial intelligence at the same time. What about this? You know, I was reading about how holograms and different ways of, you know, business travel, instead of actually traveling, I travel all the time for business, but I love travel, but it can wear on you after a while. Holograms, where you have these business meetings and basically you're right there. It's going to be the connectivity with driven by 5G. It's going to spread IoT. It's going to spread autonomous vehicles. It's going to spread artificial intelligence. You name it. 5G's uprooting tens of trillions of dollars of new technology. So as you can see, I'm pretty excited about what we're going to be having here in the future. And these are just a couple. These are the six that I marked off right now that I went through last night. So many more to come. So many investment opportunities. So please check it out. You know, even just start with our low-end service, or not low-end, our entry-level service. Sorry, I take that back. Entry-level service. Investment opportunities. Then we have early-stage investor for the smaller, a little more aggressive. The work that my team and I are doing, it's mind-blowing the companies we're coming up with. It's just so exciting to me. I love waking up every morning and trying to find a next investment opportunity for everybody out there. So again, thank you so much for listening. If you want to check it out, it's McCallMoneyWire.com. You can contact us right through there. Follow me on Twitter at Matthew McCall. I hope everybody has a wonderful Thanksgiving. I would say don't eat too much, but shit, eat as much as you want. Enjoy life. You live once. Have an extra piece of pie. Enjoy your family. Enjoy some football. And we'll be back next week. VIP members, hold on. We got something coming for you right now. We're going to take a look at some these we just talked about, but individual stocks, we're going to talk about them. Coming up right now, again, this is Matt McCall. That's been your Moneyline.
Thanks for listening to Moneyline with Matt McCall. To find more information, head over to McCallMoneyWire.com. That's McCallMoneyWire.com.